Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. And Mr. Stevie G is not in the building yet, but we do expect him in the building as usual. Tonight is another night of the Thursday Night Live open mic, and we are so excited for the poets to come on through because tonight we will be serving up some dessert for you. Hopefully, you'll get to hear a lot of the interesting poetry that the poets come up with sharing in their poetry. This theme this week was to write a piece surrounding your favorite dessert, and I'm interested in seeing what poets come up with. And if you didn't get a chance to get privy to the theme this week prior to, you just come on and just flow the way you flow. Well, we're going to get it in this evening. All right, I want to kind of start off with a little bit of spoken word by Mr. Romantic Blues, a.k.a. Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. One impressive brother in his flow. We're going to be playing a lot of his tracks throughout the show, as well as Miss Jazzy Sedelic. And we definitely going to get it in because we definitely want to keep our poets in rotation because this is what we do here on the Poetic Energy Network Station. All right, we're going to get something in real quick with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, and this is his piece entitled Come Near.
I watched her eyes penetrating, as I imagined she thought, as I was hoping, sending a clear, soft message. Welcome to my body, come near my soul. I feel her warm exhale into my inhale. I take it in deep. I gather myself to lift her into my firm embrace. I carry her to her horizontal entanglement of motions and emotions. My lips drool over her beautiful, firm body. I connect to her skin, onto my taste buds. Her radiant heat drawing scent and warm wetness draws me to a near, shallow crevice that opens to a deep, narrow, lush valley. There I find human nectar of the sweetest sweetness. There I find a place that brings you to many different feelings. Throws my body into a pulsating dance. Your groans and memorize all the songs that drive my rhythm. You speak words of naughtiness. More fuel to the fire. Want to be the inner and fulfill our needs and wants. We dance the dance. Like in the million years before us, that a man and a woman have always danced. But in this time and space that we share, I hear you, I see you, I feel you saying and sending a clear but soft directive. Touch me. Your eyes beg me to touch you and touch you there and yes, even there. Watch your eyes penetrating into me as I penetrate into your heavenly universe. I hear you. I see you. I feel you saying, "Love into my body and come near my soul."
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network stations with none other than Miss Poetic Energy herself. All right, that is one phenomenal piece. He has such an alluring voice, and there's something very calming about that piece. That was Mr. Romantic Blues himself, a.k.a. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Come Near. All right, Detroit and our global listeners, we got to keep it moving here. I'm waiting for my co-host to arrive, but until then, we got to keep it going here. Tonight is Thursday Night Live Open Mic, and our theme this week was we were supposed to create a piece of poetry surrounding our favorite dessert or any type of dessert. And just to, you know, engage in your creative senses and see what you can come up with. But all right, so if you weren't privy to the information, that's all right. You can come through and just spit your piece, any kind of piece that you feel you want to do this evening, and we'll oblige you just the same. All right, let's keep it going. All right, I'm going to take the very first caller on the air. I see a lot of you are on the air, on the switchboard, but please do. I know when you first call in, they tell you to select option one. If you wish to speak to the host, I think sometimes it just kind of go over people's head. But if you want to speak to me and you want to blaze this mic tonight, definitely come through. You want to raise your hands by selecting option one, and I'll definitely connect you in. All right, with that being said, let's take the very first caller. Caller from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic Gee. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is your enemy.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing great. A little under the weather, but nevertheless, I am here.
Sorry to hear that.
So what are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, like I said, I had to change my piece because at first I was doing a political piece, but I see since I picked the other piece, it actually fit in with your topic, which is nice, so called The Dessert You Just Can't Taste.
All right.
The tantalizing seductor is caramel skin, juicy, luscious red lips, long mouth watering legs. The way she walks past me, it makes me want to beg. Take me, feel me right now. In these urges I have for you, why are you doing this to me? She prances over in front of me nice and slow, caresses my face with her fingertips, feed me chocolate-covered strawberries one by one, Then she asked me, "Are you ready to have some fun?" "Yes, please, give me more. What must I do?" "You know what you must do." "What must I do?" "Anything, name it." "It's yours." She smirks at me vindictively, licks her lips to tempt me, sucks on a lollipop, nice, slow. Then she asks me, "Can I have total control?" "Yes, you can." "Ooh, I can." She goes to her dress and pulls out a scarf that covers my eyes and passively coughs. She massages my chest and sucks on my earlobe. Then she kisses me, lower and lower. I grab her hip, she pushes me back. "What did I do wrong?" "Nothing," she replies. "Sit back and relax." She cuffs my hands behind my back. Urges I feel makes me want to climax. She sucks on my lips and plays with my chocolate eclair. "Tell me, do you like that? Do you like it when I touch you there?" "Yes, I do, baby. You know I love it when you make my nature rise." "Oh, you do? Let's see if you like this." She moves down closer to my chocolate eclair. "How you doing, Miss Eclair? Can I lick you there?" She kisses the head and licks the hole, swallowing the mushroom. "Mmm, I like that," she says while smacking her lips. Deep throating my chocolate candy, crushing my nuts with balls in her hand. I'm like, "Baby, you just don't know what you're doing to me." She swallows it deeper and harder. I heard Jesus take control. My legs start to shake. She pushes them down. My coconut oil explodes her inner walls. She squeezes it out like a Slurpee, saying, "Mmm, I love it when you melt in my mouth." She uncuffs me for a minute and lets me exhale. Puts my hands behind my back and says, "I'm not ready for the fun to end." She kicks the chair back against the bed, cuffs my hands behind the chair, climbs up on top of me and asks me, "Are you ready for me?" I'm in sudden shock. I don't know what to do. She strides my lap and pulls my hair too, laying down hard on my chest and saying to me, "I'm going to give it to you." She kicks her heels against my leg, running her fingernails down my back. She kisses my lips once more and turns off the light and locks the door. And that's that piece.
Ooh, I love that. You know how we got to do for you. Clap it up, clap it up. Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Know Your Enemy, we enjoyed that tease. You definitely came with some flavor tonight. I see you in the chat room, strawberry, cherries, and chocolate. Yes, indeed. We so thoroughly enjoyed you. So, you know, we want to keep the show going, but before we let you go, we got to let the people know how to reach out and touch you and let them know about any shows that you may have.
Well, I have a show called Deep, Dark, and Dirty, and it airs every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. You can find it at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, K-N-O-W-U-R-E-N-E-M-Y. And also you can follow me on Twitter as KnowMeKnowMeNot, spell K-N-O-W, KnowMeKnowMeNot. And also if you want to check out more poetry that I've been doing with my book, you can go to www.lulu.com/content/2341373. The book is entitled "To Know the Heart Is to Claim the Mind."
All right, I ordered your book, so I'll read it and let you know.
Thank you very much.
All right, we certainly appreciate you, my brother. If you get time, you know, we'll follow through and hang out with you tonight as well. So remember, folks, his show is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all heard it. We enjoyed that piece. Okay, we're going to keep the show going here and take the very next caller. Caller from the 256 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up? This is Wing Dog.
Hey, Wing Dog. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
All right, what kind of dessert
are
you serving up tonight?
I don't know. I got something. Something for the ladies. I got two pieces here that I'm torn between reading. One is called "She," and the other is called "Looking for a Good Man."
Ooh, I like both of those titles. All right, well, why don't you flow with "Looking for a Good Man"? Because you know that's what the ladies like to hear about.
Okay, so my dessert is some chocolate, then. I'm going to give y'all some of this sensual deep, dark chocolate then. How about that?
Ooh.
Looking for a good man.
All right.
So we some chocolate brothers, okay? Now.
All right.
If I hear one more woman ask, where are all the good men? I'm going to look at her and say, excuse me, miss, but where in the last 400 years have you been? See, we are right here, intelligent and educated. Wait. Allow me to paint a Rembrandt masterpiece in your mind, for we are a lyrical session with the skills of Bruce Lee, but we're not that hard to find. See, we have been pillars standing on God's hand, supporting the weight of the world. Now and way before you were just a cute, curly-haired daddy's little girl. So therefore, we are under you, supporting you, holding you, caring you, and loving you. We're also out here representing and trying to survive in this recession while marching for justice on political battlefield after years and years of oppression. Now, good men, see, we are the eggs in your womb waiting for fertilization, and masturbation won't do it. Only sperm from a strong male ejaculation. See, we are found in your dreams and in your fantasies. We are all around. We are spiritually sound, and yes, we are heaven bound. So ladies, hold up. Please don't disrespect this earthen vessel of clay, for we were made first. Now remember, you were just a rear bone, not even a slab with no barbecue sauce that came from the side of this piece of dirt. Ladies, look at it like this. See, we need each other. You without us equate to no birth. So please, please appreciate our self-worth. And beside my beautiful sisters, we recognize you all as queens of this earth. Now, where are all the good men? The grandfathers, the fathers, the sons, the brothers, the cousins? Well, here we are. We're draped in Sean John coochie jeans, saturated with the masculine smell of eternity. Now, some at the club macking in gear for maces on Sunday mornings are worshiping in their stasis, praying to be renewed in the right spirit of our minds, while others are hustling 9 to 5 on the grind. Now, some of us made bad choices. Therefore, some of us are on lockdown doing time. We are in the military fighting terrorists for Uncle Sam. We are at home raising our seeds. Real men balling in Nikes at the gyms. You got the Alphas, the Kappas, and Omegas stepping in them teams. The backbone of a nation. See, we are in the pages of history from Genesis to Revelation. To inform you like Carter G. Woodson did with the miseducation of the Negro. And like David who slayed Goliath and that mighty warrior Samson. Ladies, we are your superhero. And like Langston Hughes, the Invisible Man, some of you oftentimes see us, but you fail to know us. Now, ladies, it is safe to assume that one or two may have been in your bed, but you may have not recognized his face because all you saw was the top of his head, with his hands stretched out gently massaging your tender breasts as he drowned a week of stress in your sweet, sultry sea of wet. See, your eyes was rolled back in a blissful rapture and the lights were dim. Good men, that's maybe why some of you ladies don't see them. Now, you ask, where are all the good men gone? Well, here, ladies, stop. Write this number down. And when you get tired of looking, pick up the phone. That's my piece.
Wait a minute. First of all, let me show my brother some love. Yes, indeed. You deserve all the accolades. Now, you know what? You served up some serious chocolate best. All right, you came with all the ingredients. I mean, you ain't missed a beat. You came spiritual, lyrical, you know, political, you sensual. You put it all up in there and came out with some smooth chocolate. All right. Love it.
Thank you for letting me share. Now, I guess next time I call in, I'm going to share this piece for the ladies called She.
All right. We certainly appreciate you, my brother. You definitely fell right in with the theme tonight, and you came with it strong, so we certainly appreciate you. Make sure you let the people know how to reach out and touch you if they want to.
Well, that's what's up. You can reach me out on Facebook. My name is Gary Malone. You can just Athens, Alabama. Just look me up on Facebook. I don't have no website or anything like that, but I am on Facebook. And once again, Ms. Poetic Energy, thank you for this opportunity, and you keep doing a great, great job of sharing this wonderful venue for other poets to spit what's on their mind.
All right. I certainly will, and with poets like you coming through, it makes it all right. All right.
All right, you
heard it. Oh, you're welcome, brother. All right, that was Mr. Wing Dawg bringing the house down and lighting up my mic tonight. Wow, excellent, excellent, excellent. He came with that real serious dark chocolate up here, bringing all those ingredients up in here. Serving up that good dessert tonight. All right, we're going to keep it going here. I see that we have another caller that's anxiously waiting to be heard. And we will be letting them connect right on in tonight. All right. Caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, Ms. Poetic E. This is Nate Dizzle.
Oh, Nate Dizzle, how are you? What kind of
Pretty
dessert
good.
You serving up tonight?
Woo, you know I got something nice for you.
I know you do, especially after your State the One. Congratulations on winning the Battle of the States. We got some good coming your way, so, you know, stay tuned on that. But, you know, we'll definitely let you know what that is.
All right.
You know, that's it. The men coming through tonight and laying it down with that good dessert. Whew. I can't get enough of chocolate and strawberries and cherries. What kind of toppings you going to put on it tonight?
Okay. Well, tonight the name of my piece is The Power of Pussy.
Woo! All right.
The Power of Pussy.
Let it rip.
This small,
okay.
This small pocket between a woman's legs makes a guy's rocket stand at attention. And everyone knows this, but I thought I should mention it can also drive a man insane. I mean, it fucks with his brain to know whether another man may or may not have been snorting his pussy. That sometimes has the effect of crack cocaine. Now, some guys too stupid to realize this pocket full of joy belongs to a woman, and if you screw over her heart and emotion, well, no problem. She may have a vibrating toy to bring her artificial joy. Doesn't that just make you annoyed? All pretty cat is different, and even some have been known to have tracking devices inside of it. It was one night I had this pussy cornered. And we went 11 rounds, and I tried to wear that pussy out down to the ground when I was startled by an unfamiliar sound, a knock at my door. The power of pussy over X that thought he decided he didn't want no more. So I wrap a towel around me, open the door, and I should have asked him, I thought you knew the power of her pussy, but I see you don't because you show up at my door acting like a big old wussy. He say, hey, you seen Lisa? I'm sweating bullets from some of the best pussy I've had. I say, nah, she ain't here, Sean. Lisa behind the door, she say, well, now my ass is finished once I get home, so let's go finish so you can replenish my pussy with your nut. The power of pussy. A man who's a slave to his lower passions. Once a woman finds this out about you, you, my friend, are through. If you don't believe me, check the lockup rate of men killing their girlfriends or wives or that's locked up on death row. They must not knew it's a woman's pussy and entirely up to her who she screwed. Your best bet is to do right from the start. That way she knows you have her best interests at heart. The pussy is on lease to us, fellas, and some fuck-ups are covered under the umbrella of a woman's heart and some are not. My best advice is, don't break the pussy lease agreement. It's only as good to you as you are to it. That is my piece.
Come on, break it down.
Yes.
Snake. I see that you came erotic and a little bit of sensuality in there, but you came with some straightforwardness with that piece. Oh, my goodness. You know, Rich, what was that last line you just read? It is only as good to you as you are to it. Oh, my goodness. Snake.
Don't break the pussy lease agreement. It's only as good to you as you are to it.
You said don't break the lease agreement. My. Whew. All right. I want to ask, you know, in the theme tonight, which is, you know, spin a piece on your favorite dessert. So I could only imagine your favorite dessert must be pudding, tapioca, chocolate, what flavor is it? But nevertheless, that was something else you laid it down. Certainly appreciate you sharing your piece. Oh, my goodness, you got me over here and just rolling. Because you always come, you no bars at all. You just come straight with it.
Thank you.
We certainly enjoy that. Let the people know how they can reach out in touch. Nathan is on pad.
You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Nate Smith with the white polo shirt. Handsome dude with the glasses on.
All right. You had to throw handsome in there, huh? You got to let them know.
Yeah.
Huh? Look for the handsome fella. Nate, it's always a pleasure to have you come on to the show. We certainly appreciate you come through anytime and mark the mic. If you have time for another piece tonight, so you're certainly welcome to come back through and share with us.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to keep the show going. That was Mr. Nate Dizzle bringing down the house. And I see my co-host has arrived in the building. So let us connect him on in. Stevie G, how you be?
I'm good, baby. A little tired. I didn't know I was going to run into Lisa Pussy story. I got to figure out how you lease pussy, but I'll catch Nate on his next.
Nate always bring a different element into this party thing, doesn't he? Man, that was wild. Nate Dizzle. I didn't know you can do that, such a thing either, but apparently so. All right. Well, I'm certainly glad that you are here, my dear sir. And we're going to keep the show rolling here. As we promised that we wanted to keep Mr., you know, some of our amazing artists in rotation, because that's what Open Mic is all about, bringing forth talents in many different ways, showcasing many different talents. And we know so many of the people come, you know, send in tracks to the show so we can keep them in rotations during our open mics and during our hour of the spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix. And this amazing artist has made it to our charts here on the Poetic Energy Network station, Mr. Romantic Blues himself, a.k.a. Alvin Lloyd Horn. We played one of his pieces earlier. But we got another one for you, and it's entitled One For Me, Detroit and all our global listeners. Take a listen.
One for me, one could shine forth as if I was the sun. Her for me to be her rings of Saturn and her star in every direction. I could be the one she would tell the world. If I should ever lose her heaven, could I live alone after her? Her for me to look into her soul and find my soul living inside her love. Is there one who walks and talks and lays as I need and want for her, a pleasure wish for her to be the only one my loins would ever receive any blood to excite. I wish never to harden from the thought of another woman. Be the one to lead all our tribes, to end all wars. My heart as a spear would be a torch to light a way for her to find me when the smallest part of lonely came near. My kiss to replace a need ever to speak, but with her we would tell the world how love is and what love can do. Is there one for me? I know how to love her. Dreamed of her 100,000 times. Even as I talk to you, I can see myself making love to her, holding her, her loving me as I need to be. I can see her. Are you there? I just need to keep hope alive. Is there a place I need to be? I'm here with bare skin and a heart that will only beat and bleed for her. Wanting her eyes to bless me and undress me down to my weakest senses. Trust. my intravenous drip into my soul. Wanting and needing one for me, just one for this one man. I asked a question of God, and I asked you, is there one? If there is one, let there not be a fork in the road. Please send my heart in the right direction for the one who waits for me. I plead to rid me of the question, is there one? One for me. The only one who is for me. Is there one? One for me. Is there one? One for me.
I thought I gave it back to you when I got back.
Do me a favor. Check in the glove compartment.
I just did.
In the thing?
All right. Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. All right, that was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with his central piece of One for Me. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have 22 minutes remaining here on the show this Thursday night live open mic. And certainly our theme tonight was to create a piece surrounding your favorite desserts, and you could bring it sensual, lyrical, political, comedic. You could bring it any way you want to bring it, as long as you bring it. We certainly love all the men have been showing up on the show tonight, so I certainly appreciate the presence of the men tonight. I am under the weather myself, and I know I can kind of hear it, but nevertheless, that's not going to stop me. All right, I'm going to try to read a piece here. Let me see, my co-host, are you wanting to read a piece this evening?
No, you go ahead and do your thing.
All right. I hope you guys can bear through my stuffiness. So it's, you know, I'm going to read it as best I can tonight. All right. This one is entitled Chocolate Satin Pudding. Lying in the grooves of satin sheets is a thin layer of chocolate sprinkled with the caramel flavor of me. Making love between the layers of satin and me is a sip glaze of creamy release. It's a guilty pleasure, to say the least, that my flavor is awesomely sweet. And that blend of ingredients is a pleasure of heated mixtures caramelizing into a mold of delight made of you and me. Lying on a layer of satin sheets, savage passion igniting a flame, melting pots of frisky games, open mouth French kisses, gentle touches of heated hands, rubbing down the layers of oiled up pans, not missing a crevice or a pleat, cause love is baking to in 400 degrees heat, fired up between the layers of chocolate and creamy release. Never wanting this to end. Sweet rapture does consume us, but we bow down for forgiveness of sins. But we so want to keep on diving in deep in within our sensual pleasures from now until an eternal end. While we go through the motions of rocking the boat, singing one another's praises through hums of our throats, never letting go, never stopping for breath, because the love we're making is rising to the point of an unnatural high. Nothing has never felt so good, and nothing has ever felt so right. We are making love till the day recycles into a night, another night, in unity, in heart, mind, body, and soul. Our intensity of passion is something that can't freeze even in a winter's cold. Our love and passion is like a conception of life, bringing us the blessings of love that lasts beyond the afterlife. So the chocolate dreams sprinkled with my caramel supreme and his creamy dreams brings gleams to our souls underneath the layers of satin sheets, covering and filling every crevice of the pan. Finishing touches of chocolate pudding is a sweet release. The allure of our nakedness is the grandeur of our pleasure lying underneath the layers of satin sheets. And that's my piece. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to creep a little. We certainly have had a slew of wonderful, wonderful poems that have come through. Now, you guys know that I, at another later time, I'm going to reread that piece when I'm not so stuffy because, I, you know, there's a certain way that you just have to deliver certain things. And but that's all right. We're going to keep it going. We have 18 more minutes remaining in the show. It just seems like the men have just really, really been just breaking it down tonight, coming with that chocolate, strawberry. You know, I put a little bit of caramel and you know, sprinkle some chocolate up in there myself. So, what is there left to do? All right. Let me see. What do they see, CBG?
I'm just laughing at you.
All right. Let me see if we have another poet that's, you know, been here before and want to come back on in to serve us up with some more dessert tonight. Let's see what's happening. All right, caller from the 216, you are back on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. What you serving us up again, my friend?
What's up, Stevie G? What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
We're wonderful.
All right.
You already gave us some good dessert, and you know, I'm still nibbling on it, so what you got more for us?
Okay, this is called, actually, it is untitled. Tell me what you think.
All right.
If grits was filling as mama taught, then the stickiness inside your coochie should stick to my dick and keep my mind from wandering on some other chick. If your coochie was checking the cash, it would be like an ounce of kush to me. Nobody fucks with my stash. If your pussycat had 100,000 miles on it and was in the warranty was about to expire, I would get an extended warranty. If your coochie was a McRib sandwich, you would be around for more than a limited time. It would be on a more permanent basis. If your kitten was Colonel Sanders' chicken, I'd lick it every night because it was finger-licking good. If your coochie was Butterfinger, I'd race home every day like Bart Simpson on my skateboard and check the motherfucker that's trying to lay a finger on my motherfucking Butterfinger. If I could have it my way with your kitten, it would be like Burger King. I would be king of the castle and sing about the joys that your coochie brings. That's my piece.
All right.
Don't touch your finger. But I just imagine you actually licking your finger. Oh my God.
Now, you're prying now. You're prying. You're prying.
You took me there.
Look, I took you there. I didn't tell you to come in. I just took you there.
Well, that's all right, Nate. You know what? You never disappoint. You definitely, you're not bringing the dessert up in here tonight.
Well, I'm glad. Oh, wow. I enjoyed your piece, too. That was
Nate,
nice.
Nate, twisting her head, Nate. Nate, you're twisting her head.
He just did it tonight. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. But, Nate, it's always a pleasure. Again, let the people know how to reach out and touch because we got people listening.
Hit me up on Facebook. I'm Nate Smith with white polo shirt with the reading glasses on. And I appreciate
all right,
your show.
You're the handsome brother.
Right, let me not forget that.
All right, Nate, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate you again for coming through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take the very next call. First, let me get my composure here. Whew. Nate, he done it for me tonight. All right, this is somebody repping the Michigan area. Caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 313-262 number, are you there?
Silent.
All right, if you're not ready, call back in, and we'll connect you back in. But if we have the time, because we only have 11 minutes remaining in the show, but we got to keep it going and keep it moving. All right.
Silent.
I'm sorry, Steve, but you go ahead.
I said silence in Detroit. They said.
Yeah, Detroit. Y'all don't know me. I heard something in the background. Maybe I just kind of called him off guard. All right. But nevertheless, we're going to keep the show rolling here. Stevie, do you have something that you want to, push out tonight?
I want to read something out the book, Synchronized Link.
All right. Sounds great.
I hope I can do Jasmine S. Davis some good.
All right.
I want to love again. I want to love again. To feel that passion, that heat, that oneness, that once bound our flesh and our hearts as one. Am I to live out the few years I have left in a pit of dried and crystalline tears, only to pay for once being in love? A love so powerful that now I must pay some divine consequences for following my heart. Does my empathy and compassion for my fellow man have no meaning? Do I simply help and heal others only to die? I'm a most cancerous death of never loving again. My Lord, please just take me now, for I can no longer bear the pain of a loveless life. And I believe that's Miss Jasmine Davis, or am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Oh, no. That is,
I'm sorry, Mike Cucurali.
Yes, Mike.
I mean, I see her picture right next to it. Her poems come next, but that was a really beautiful poem, I thought. Well, Mike.
Yes,
to let you know if you're listening out there, great job, bro. Great job.
All right. Thank you, Mr. CBG. And that was from our collaborative collection, Synchronized Inc., which is doing extremely well. We want to make sure that you guys get on Amazon.com and leave reviews because we need them. If we get up to 1,000 reviews, that's and that takes us in a, you know, give us an opportunity to get some type of little small award, but and it definitely would be upon all of us because we've all collectively you know, contributed to a great collection. All right. Well, it has, you know, it's just a wonderful time tonight. It's just all, I've had nothing but men on the show tonight other than myself. We have several different men, Wing Dog, Nate, and I can't know your enemy. It's just, you know, so many wonderful brothers come through and just sharing their, you know, their dessert tonight. I guess they was feeling the dessert tonight. Sisters wasn't feeling it tonight. All right, but we're going to keep it going. We have 8 more minutes remaining in this show, Detroit. We definitely, definitely want to get Miss Jazzy Sedelic up in here. One of her short pieces, and she has a piece entitled The You Again. All right, and we'll come back with a little bit more poetry and some music, y'all. Here we go.
Baby, stop for a minute, baby. Hey, baby, I was wondering, you've been like a light understanding on my mind now. I was wondering, do you want to take a trip around the city?
I'm grieving the death of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes, push beaten and bruised, underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumption, serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection, dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud, but you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the
Detroit and all our global listeners, that was Miss Jazzy Sedelic with You Again. That was you know, amazing sister. She's been coming through, blazing our mic. She's been coming through every week. But we understand that everybody, you can't come every week, but when you can, I certainly appreciate your presence. We got 4 more minutes remaining. We're going to let my co-host set us off, I just want to quickly remind everybody that on the 21st, we will be having relationship experts Michelle Vasquez coming on the show at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of you will be at work at that hour, but she will be on my segment of Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. She will be talking about relationships. That's one of the number one topics out there. She has a book out called entitled Creating Happily Ever After. So we'll be on air with her next week on the 21st. And after that, on the 24th, we have El Renee coming to the Poetic Energy Network station. Her management team set it up with us. She happens to be a backup singer also to, or maybe a former backup singer to Kim. And everybody knows him with the man with the human touch. And so we certainly are excited that they decided to grace our show and reach out and touch us to, you know, be on the air with us. All right, with that being said, we want to make sure that you tune in to all of the regular scheduled shows throughout the week. Monday, Conversations with the Queen at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Multan Sproul. Wednesday, afternoon, myself with the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix at 3 p.m. Miss Strong Island, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Erotic Central Sheets. Thursday, myself and Mr. Stevie G. Thursday afternoon, it's myself with Life with Michelle, Mia Happy Life Coaching, and then me and Mr. Stevie G in the evening time, bringing it to you live with that open mic. Fridays are open for interviews. Saturday, we have Brother Yayusha with at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with On the Way Radio, gracing our show. So we definitely thank all of our hosts for being connected with our network. With that being said, we're going to let my co-host take us home tonight. Let it wrap us up, Stevie G.
All right, I'm going to bring it down. We're going to take it out with some Layla Hathaway, Keep It Up to Par, Not Too Far Back in the Old School Today.
All right.
After all this time. harder in the morning, so much stronger when the sun rises. So far you fear a longing, your pain dissipates by nightfall. When the rain comes, the pain goes, washing away.
That was Make It On Your Own by Layla Hathaway. Y'all have a good night. See you next week.
All right. Good night, all. Night, Stevie G.
Good night, Missy.